Last Supper, Jesus poured a nice, smooth red into a cup and passed it round to his disciples. He seemed to indicate that it was like his blood. All kind of weird, but actually, it has everything to do with life here in the 21st century. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to the program. Today we're going to be taking another quick look at the Easter that's just been from a different perspective. Alcohol is something that, well, it's pretty much accepted across society these days. Most people drink beer, wine, spirits. But sadly, alcohol is responsible for so much pain and destruction. I was reading an article in my local newspaper recently about the emergency ward at our hospital. And something like 80% of the people under the age of 30 that front up there every weekend are there because of something alcohol-related. Violence, injury, illness. It's pretty scary. And yet you read about Jesus at the Last Supper, this Easter thing that we've just been through, and he was clearly pouring wine to give to his disciples, the real stuff, not non-alcoholic grape juices, as some people would have us believe. Wine is talked about throughout the Old and the New Testaments about 234 times, and Jesus at the Passover meal, that Last Supper, poured out some wine, and he said this to each of his 12 disciples, "Drink from it, all of you. For this is my blood, the blood of the new covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins." What was that all about? And what, if anything, does it mean to you and me here and now? He was kind of saying that wine was a symbol of his blood. That's what Jesus was talking about. First, let me say this whole wine and alcohol thing, let me lay that to rest. Whenever I talk about wine on the program, I always get letters of protest and people say, well, you know, you shouldn't be talking about this. Let me tell you, the Bible is full of it, and it's talking about real wine. Psalm 104, verse 15 says that God made wine to gladden the human heart. Grape juice doesn't do that. So am I advocating drinking? No. If you drink alcohol in moderation and you don't get drunk, that's fabulous. If you have a problem with alcohol, for goodness sake, steer clear of it. If you just don't drink, that's fine too. So please, enough said, please don't write to me about this wine thing, because the stuff that Jesus poured into the cup on that night was alcoholic wine. And wine throughout the Bible is a symbol of God's blessing. It's the fruit of the vine, the notion of abundance and overflowing, like the wine that Jesus made for the Canaanite wedding. And here at the Passover meal, Jesus is pouring out a glass of wine, which each of the 12 disciples is to drink from. And this was part of the Passover celebration, part of the tradition, looking back and celebrating the Passover, which occurred in 1270 BC, remembering the great redemptive act of God, taking Israel out of 400 plus years of slavery in Egypt and setting them on their journey to the land that he'd promised to Abraham. And the tradition is at the Passover meal to drink four cups of wine, and they symbolize the four distinct redemption promises of God to the Hebrews, as told in Exodus chapter 6, verses 6 and 7. The four promises are these: I will take you out of Egypt. I will deliver you from the Egyptian slavery. I will redeem you with a demonstration of my power. And fourthly, I will acquire you as a nation. Since each of these cups of wine symbolizes an action that was performed by God, Jews still today fill a small cup or a small glass with wine at four different points in the Passover meal and drink from each cup of the wine. That's how it works. It's kind of a liturgy to the Passover meal celebration. And that's what was going on here at the Last Supper. Jesus passes the wine rich with this symbolism of remembering the Passover of old, the promises of God to save his people. And he says to his disciples, "Drink from this, all of you, for this is my blood, the blood of the new covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins." A covenant is an unbreakable promise from God. And here, Jesus is talking about a new unbreakable promise from God, a new covenant made through the spilling of his blood on the cross. Why blood? Why did they have blood sacrifices in the Old Testament? And why now in the New Testament is Jesus talking about his blood? Because in the Hebrew culture, blood symbolizes life. Blood equals life. The pouring out of Jesus' blood on the cross means the shedding of his life. Back in the Passover, in 1270 BC, the blood of the lamb saved people from destruction. God said, tell the whole community of Israel that on the 10th day of this month, each man is to take a lamb for his family, one for each household, take care of them until the 14th day of the month. Then all the people of the community of Israel must slaughter them at twilight. Then they are to take some of the blood and put it on the sides and the tops of the door frames of the houses where they eat the lambs. On that same night I will pass through Egypt and strike every firstborn, both men and animals, and I will bring judgment on all the gods of Egypt, for I am the Lord. The blood will be a sign for you on the houses where you are, and when I see the blood, I will pass you over. No destructive plague will touch you when I strike Egypt. So the Passover was about the Israelites being saved by the blood of the lamb that had to die to shed its blood. And that gave God's people life way back there 1,300 years before this Passover meal at the first Easter. But when we get to this Last Supper, Jesus is promising a new covenant, the shedding of his blood, the Lamb of God. He loses his life so that we can gain ours. Easter is about life. Jesus said, the thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy, but I came that you may have life and have it abundantly. And again, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but may have eternal life. Jesus poured out his life so that you and I may have ours in abundance eternally, the forgiveness of sin set free. This isn't some theological or legal or forensic thing. It's life. It's real life. The biggest thing that God ever set me free from was me, my sin, those bad habits that were so deeply ingrained in who I was, anger, selfishness, ambition. I tell you, I would crawl over anybody and everybody to get where I was going. And if you were in my road, you better watch out. Those things ruin our lives. Easter's about a couple of things. Firstly, forgiveness. Jesus pours out his life so that he takes our punishment so that you and I might be forgiven. And secondly, Jesus' resurrection. The empty tomb is about a new life. Here and now, we start a new life with the slate wiped clean, a new life that lasts for all eternity. Can you imagine the impact that this Passover meal had on his disciples when only a short time later they saw that when three men had been crucified, Jesus and two other criminals, and Jesus was already dead, and the two criminals were dying, and so they broke the legs of the two criminals. But when they came to Jesus and saw that he was already dead, they didn't break his legs. Just like the Passover lamb, where the bones were not allowed to be broken. Instead, one of the soldiers pierced his side with a spear, and at once blood and water came out. Jesus was clearly dead because the white and the red blood cells had separated. His blood, his life, poured out into the dirt for them, for you and for me. What a powerful picture. What a sharp juxtaposition between the tender roast lamb and the smooth red wine of the Passover meal and the Lamb of God crucified on a cross. His blood spilled from his body onto the ground. His life poured out, taking the punishment that you and I deserve before God for our sin. That's the whole point of Easter. It's about life. New life. Before we go, I'd like to tell you about our free daily devotional. I'd love to send it to you to help you live in the certain hope that you have in Jesus Christ. It's called Fresh, a short daily devotional, a scripture verse with some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement delivered right to the inbox on your smartphone, tablet, or computer each and every day. You can read it, listen to the audio, or watch the daily video. It's completely up to you. God's Word, fresh for you each day. It's completely free, and to get instant access, just stop by our mobile-friendly website, ChristianityWorks.com. You'll see the Fresh e-devotional sign up right there at the top of the homepage. And when you do subscribe, you'll instantly receive a free copy of the e-book, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? That web address, in case you missed it, is ChristianityWorks.com. So go ahead, sign up to receive Fresh, and may your heart be touched and transformed as you draw ever closer to Jesus through his word. I'm Bernie Diamond. Catch you again, same time tomorrow, with a different perspective.